flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Star Break should have won one last night as they come from behind twice against the Knicks at the Garden. We'll talk about that along the way. But we're talking about the Falcons. Guys, it's the process. Zeno mentioned some of the best general managers in the National Football League. When you have a history of success, nobody questions your process. When you don't, people wonder if you're doing the right things. That's where we're at. Again, it's not a dislike of Terry Fontenot. It's not a dislike of anybody in the front office. It's just making you wonder about the player selection and the route that we're going. When you talk about guys like Howie Roseman, who just won a Super Bowl, he's been doing it since 2012, and he's made key acquisitions and free agent moves. Nobody's questioning Howie, and they shouldn't.
Right.
But that's not this. And so that's why we're talking about it, because it's moving forward. How do we get to where we want to be?
And here's the thing, Dukes, like, and fellas, with Valentine's Day coming tomorrow, like, if you got your girl roses and she didn't react, and then you decided to go get her tulips and she didn't react, then maybe you decided with a whole bouquet of daisies and everything else and she didn't react. Guess what? You might want to stop bringing flowers. Try something different. You know, maybe some chocolates, maybe some jewelry, whatever it may be.
What's your go-to, by the way? What's your go-to?
God, I haven't had to do Valentine's Day in a long time, so.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
I didn't want to put you on the spot.
No, like that's okay. I mean, you know.
I don't want you feeling some kind of way. I mean, there's somebody out there for you, Z.
As soon as cuffing season comes around, Zeno is, that's when the breakups happen, man.
As soon as what season?
Cuffing season comes around.
Cuffing season?
Yeah, you never heard of cuffing season?
You find a boo and you settle down for several months.
Yeah, you settle down for the winter season, Valentine's Day, the holidays, cuffing season.
Oh, you know? So you don't have to buy any of the gifts and then you get back in it in the springtime.
You're breaking up right around Halloween. That's usually the
strategy. You have to be in a relationship to break up, so there is that. But yeah, I get your point. You know, I think you just gotta do the little things. You know, if you do, I do a lot of little things that add up to a big thing. Every now and then, you could just splash and do something nice. But you know,
how little?
It kind of depends on. You have to know your partner, right? You got to know your girl. You got to know what really makes her clock tick. If she hates unloading the dishes, unload the dishes. She hates folding laundry, fold the laundry. Do all those things. You know, see what you do is if you do one little thing each day leading up to it, and you kind of present it with a card each day. Go spend out $450 on a card. Here's your first day of 7 day of Valentine's. I folded the laundry. Next day, I did the dishes, right?
By the time
you get to Valentine's Day, all you got to do is go to dinner, and all of a sudden she feels like a queen, right?
It's a good call.
You know?
You're right about that. That's a good call.
You got to build it up. You got to build it up, man. I mean, you know, they just want to feel like they are number one. And if you put them at the top of the list, everything is good. You know?
There's somebody out there for
you. That poor sucker, wherever she is. My God, pity that poor soul.
But you're right. All right, let's grab some phone calls. We're talking about our front office. Want to talk to Alan in Woodstock. Alan, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Alan, go ahead, bud.
Yeah, man, it's a mess in there, and they need to get it straight. You know, somebody's got to own up. They got to do their job. You know, let the coach run the field. And the team, you know, when they're playing, and let the general manager do his job behind the scenes. That's the way it should work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me say this, though. You know, it's funny. Like, Nick Sirianni's a Super Bowl champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy now to say, let the coach do the work or whatever. I mean, Howie drafted two monsters in the middle that allowed him to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? That's part of this. Like, Sirianni looks way smarter than probably he actually is. Every coach would tell you that. We don't have enough guys. I've been saying this all offseason since we lost.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about players. I'm talking about dudes that can get it done.
Jimmy's and Joe's, baby.
That's right. Difference makers. We don't have enough of them. Eagles do. Chiefs do. Ravens do. Bills do.
But see, dude, here's the problem. Like, you built a team, at least particularly on the offensive side last year, that did have all the Jimmys and Joes you needed, right? And look, I'll sort of go against my own philosophy. Like, yes, it is a collaborative effort to win a Super Bowl. Everybody's got to do their job. Yes. Everyone has to do their job, and everybody has to be good at their job in order for it, all the chips and all the pieces to fall into place. I'm not necessarily poo-pooing collaboration. I'm more poo-pooing the messaging because, again, if the way they go about doing things, you know, netted better results, then there would be less questions. But something isn't working. Something is rotten in the state of Flowery Branch that isn't making this thing work. And so from that standpoint, you have to believe that whatever the process is, whether it's one guy making the decision or five guys, then you need to get a new group of people doing the decision making. Whatever it may be, the process is failing at this point in time, and it needs to get fixed. And all fans want, more than anything, is some level of measurable accountability for why things are going wrong. And that's the other part of this. When you come up short in the sports world to the, quote, patrons and the fans, you have to give some better explanation than what we're getting of why it failed. You know, and again, when the mishaps are obvious, i.e. the quarterback situation, the kicking situation, the lack of players on defense, like, okay, we keep sort of going over this same ground over and over and over again, and nothing is changing. So the process keeps staying the same, and that's why people are like, okay, well, I don't believe anything they say because their actions don't match their words, ever.
Actions don't match the words because we hadn't won enough.
Right. That's the point.
Yes, but winning, like, that's the thing. We just haven't won enough. It doesn't mean that the process is flawed, right? I mean, sometimes you can try your best, and you just don't get it done. The problem is, and I get it, Falcon fans like this, that's been our whole lives. But that's part of this. Like, we're trying maybe to do all the things we need to do, but maybe we hadn't gotten the right guys. Maybe we hadn't made the right moves. Hell, this year, do you look at Terry Fontenot differently after he went after Simmons and Judon? We wanted those guys.
Yeah, we did.
We wanted them.
And they didn't play well.
but the point is that a flawed process? He did what general managers are supposed to do. I'm going to try to make my team better.
It didn't work. Last offseason, they were as aggressive as they could be, and I applauded them for it. I was the biggest proponent of the Kirk Cousins signing and the biggest anti-drafting Michael Penix afterwards. Not because I thought Michael Penix was a bad player, but because you should have done one or the other, not both. But that said, yes, their process heading into this season looked like it was going to work out. It didn't. So now evaluate it and give me a different process that nets different results.
I think, Zeno, and we got to grab Ice and Neil and these guys on the phones here. I think if the Falcons don't do those moves, people are killing him. People are saying, why don't the Falcons ever go out and do something? They went out and did something, and it didn't work.
Yep.
That's not the process. That's the guys you went after. Sometimes it just doesn't work.
So then, real quick, I want to get to the calls. But then, whose fault is it that the process didn't work? Yeah, exactly. You don't know the answer, neither do I. Nobody knows the answer. Because, as you're saying, we can't blame Terry because it's not all him. It's collaborative. We can't blame Rod. It's not all him. It's collaborative. Can't blame the owner. It's not all him. It's collaborative.
No. Listen, to go out and make those free agent moves, that's Terry Fontenot, right? Obviously, he's telling Coach Ra, but that's Terry. It didn't work. If I'm Terry Fontenot, I'm willing to have that on my record because I took a chance. Sometimes you have to do that.
Agree.
But it's the same with the draft, though, right, fellas? I mean, there have been and I'm not exaggerating or hyperbolic here. There have been countless misses in the draft in every round.
Yes, and that's the problem, and that's his biggest problem right now. Because, again, you haven't built enough through the draft to be able to have a roster that has the cap flexibility with young players that you're in a position where you are.
Well, you had the cap flexibility until you signed Cousins. You did. They had gotten out of cap hell.
Yep, they did.
We had gotten out of cap hell. You did until you did that. Let's grab Ice. Ice in the ATL. What do you think, man?
No, fellas, was good. Carl, I want to first say I'm glad that you're good.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
But I do want to say this, man. I hope you're taking copious notes to my man Zeno here. I want you to preach, Zeno. The only thing I take exception with is that you just said something in regards to not wanting to have drafted Penix. I believe you have to stuff the quarterback room because of situations that happen like this season or injury. But let me just say this first and foremost. When it comes to Cousins, take your loss, trade him, cut him. I want you guys to think about it like this, and I know Zeno does. If you have a stock that you purchased and the stock itself is facing loss,
there you go.
You don't continue to take the loss.
Exactly.
You know, because there's opportunity cost that happens along the way.
But, to your point, this is an organization that doesn't like to openly admit they made a mistake. And them dumping Cousins is them having egg on their face that it was the wrong decision to sign him.
Yeah, but you know, everybody and their mom knows that's the case. That's not going to stop him from doing it.
Go ahead,
but I'm with Zeno 1,000%. But let me expound on what I think is, you know, we're a debacle as a franchise, okay? You got franchises in the NFL such as the Giants, the Jets, and the Falcons, okay? And I got to be honest with you guys, you are substantiating my point by saying who's accountable, but it always comes from the top. I think it's time Arthur Blank sold the team. What other organization in the NFL has a...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another character like Rich McKay, or you know, then you got Terry Fontenot, you got Ra-Ha-Ha, and you know how I feel about Ra-Ha-Ha, you know, Carl. I think he's the greatest gum chewer as coaches in the NFL.
We're gonna find out.
Well, you got to cut him. His history shows that he's not a Super Bowl guy. So my point is, cut your loss now, like you cut your loss with Cousins, and you start to move on. But I think we are never going to change because, like Zeno's pointing out, you know, insanity is always doing the same thing, you know, and believing that you're going to get a different result. The ownership is the problem, and the bureaucracy of what we do is the result of it. And like you said, they don't want to accept blame, but we're never going to reach the Super Bowl with this ownership and this core of people. And the coaches bear it out. Let's be honest.
Well, look,
I appreciate the hard part.
I mean, Arthur Blank is not going to sell the team. I mean, that's just the reality.
And by the way, we've been...
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.